Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Peya, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hamenamer es Sadehu. He cuts his field, spots. Not all in one shot. He's leaving patches that are still there. V'shir klachim lachim. First he cuts only the stalks that got ripe, and he leaves the moist stalks still standing. If they're still moist, that means they didn't ripen yet. What's the shoyrish of the word hamenamer? How do you say a leopard in Lashon HaKodesh? Nomer. Az kanomer. A leopard has spotted skin. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Yud Gimel, pasuk Chaf Gimel. Can a leopard change its spots? V'nomer. Chavar Buroisav asks the Navi. That's how difficult it is for you to do tshuva, because you're so used to doing aveirois. That's the musar that the Navi is giving us. So he's cutting his field in a spotty way. He first cuts only the stalks that got ripe. He leaves the other ones. Problem now is, when do you give peya? If you're cutting the field in one shot, okay, when you get to the edge, you leave peya. What about now? He's not cutting the whole field in one shot. He's cutting here a little, there a little. Rabbi Akiva says, nice and peya mikol echad v'echad. Well, if there are empty spaces, says Rabbi Akiva, after your first round of cutting, then what's left afterwards, these spots of tfua that you were waiting for to become more ripe, are considered separate fields. And therefore, noisim peya mikol echad v'echad, you're going to have to give peya from each one. In other words, Rabbi Akiva doesn't say, look, it's all one cutting. He just took a break in the middle. He's not cutting it in straight lines. No, says Rabbi Akiva. The first round of cutting is over. Now starts a new round of cutting. Now starts a whole new mitzvah of peya. We look at it as a separate field. We don't connect the first cutting to the second cutting. As I halt Rabbi Akiva. Whereas the chachamim say, me echad ala kail. He can leave peya from one patch for all of them. Even though he doesn't cut it at the same time, even though after his first round of cutting, I'm looking down, I'm seeing patches here and patches there, but it's all considered one field. Look, whenever you cut a field, you're not cutting everything at one time. So here too. We don't know how much time passed between the first round and the second round. It's still called one cutting. Even when he cut the first, there were certain parts that weren't even ready to be cut. Still, it's called one cutting. However, Zakta Mishnah Vaitu, Moidim Chachamim le Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim would be Moidim to Rabbi Akiva. But sometimes it is considered separate. And that would be Bizareya Sheves, if he planted dill, oichardel, or mustard, Bishloisha Mekaimis, in three places. Tashis Yantu brings a Gersa Bishnayim, Bishloisha Mekaimis, in two or three places. Sheves and chardel are planted this way. They're not like grain. They're not like barley or wheat, where you have rows and rows. They're planted in such a way. Spot here, spot there. Memela, everybody would agree, Shum Nois and Peya Mikol Echad V'Echad. He has to give a separate peya from each and every one of these places. If this is the derech to plant it in patches, so each patch is a separate field. Frekta Batanura, Sheves, Chardel, Dill, Mustard, Peya, these are considered vegetables. There's no peya on vegetables. That's because in order for it to be mechuyev in peya, we learned before, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dal, it has to be machnisa lekiyam. It has to be something like grain. You could put away in storage. You can't store vegetables. You can't store tomatoes. They don't have such a long shelf life. So the answer is, says the Batanura, the Sheves and the Chardel, the Dill and the Mustard, aren't grown the way tomatoes are grown. You put it into your tuna fish sandwich. They're grown for their seeds. People eat their seeds. And seeds could be kept in storage. That doesn't rot. And the Mela, it's Mechuyev and Peya. Let me ask you a different shayla. The Taisus Yom Tov asks this kasha. Taka, thinking back to Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah told us what types of things are Mechuyev and Peya. And one of them is that it's a type of tefuah that you gather at one time. So if these kolachim over here are not becoming ripe at the same time, there shouldn't be a chiyuv peya. The Chazon Ish explains that this type of tefuah that we're talking about over here generally is cut at the same time. He was like being more picky and saying, no, this yes, this not. When the Mishnah says, if you don't cut it at the same time, there's no chiyuv peya. That's the type of thing that grows that we know. That's the derech. You don't just cut it. You go and look, oh, this is ready, this is not ready, this is ready, this is not ready. But that's not the case over here. Another teretz, I'm bringing this b'shem degra, is that over here, even if he would have waited to cut everything at the same time, nothing would have rotted. If it's like, wow, this field, whatever you cut over here, has to be cut at a specific time. If you wait too long, I won't be able to use it. Too early, I can't use it. Then there's no chiyuv peyah. But over here, he could have cut it all at the same time. He just decided he'd rather do it this way, to be more specific. That's why there is a chiyuv peyah. The only shaila is when he stops and starts again, is that a continuation from the beginning and therefore there's one peyah on everything? Or is it a separate cutting and therefore you have to give peyah from each?